Good morning, good people. It is 20th September 2020. The readings are from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 to 9. The second reading is from Philippians chapter 1, verse 20 to 24 and 27, and the gospel from Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 to 16. That only by constant effort of moving out of our sinful lives, we experience the magnanimity and generosity of God. To experience the generosity of God, we need to be generous to one another. God's generosity in its fullness can be experienced in knowing, loving, and following Jesus. Without having a personal and intimate relationship with Jesus, we cannot have a clue of God's generosity. God's forgiveness in the sacrament of reconciliation is the proof of God's untiring generosity. God's generosity does not depend on our merits and virtues. God never treats anyone unjust. Rather, God gives us everything more than what we deserve. The first reading points out that God's ways, perception, and approach are completely different from that of ours. There is no one who could explain why God does in a specific way. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8. The way we value is different from God values someone. We always relate painful events of our lives with our sinfulness and end up telling ourselves that God is angry and upset, and that is why such and such things are happening in our lives. The readings prove otherwise, that God is ever loving, merciful, and forgiving. And God does not see the way we see things and understand. The responsorial psalm praises, "The Lord is near to all who call Him." Psalm 145 verse 18. In the second reading, St. Paul narrates his inner struggle to be faithful to Christ. Living for Christ without expecting any benefits and privilege is the reward for being faithful in serving God's people. Our choice of living the gospel is the appropriate response of loving Christ and the people. The gospel invites us to be open towards God's forgiveness and generosity. We will not have all the answers to prove why God paid everyone equal, yet we know for sure that this is the consistent way in which God demonstrates God's generosity and forgiveness to all in the same way. God honors God's word. It is not the time and service that allows us to enjoy the favor of God, but it is our personal commitment and conversion that brings blessings of God into our lives. The parable of the workers in the vineyard teaches us that God is fair and just. God calls us to work for Him. God does not stop calling until the end of times. We cannot please God with works only, but our generous self-giving and willingness to work for God at any hour, even for a brief moment of our life, with love and dedication. The way God treats someone makes us think that God is unjust, but we forget to notice the benevolence of God in God's mercy to those whom we think that they do not deserve the blessings of God so enormously. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous? So the last will be first and the first will be last. Matthew chapter 20 verse 15 to 16. May we become open and generous in all we do. May God bless you and have a lovely day.